Our first reading this morning is Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to chapter 2, verse 3, and you can find that on page 1 of your Pew Bibles. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be a vault between the waters to separate water from water." So God made the vault and separated the water under the vault from the water above it. And it was so. God called the vault sky. And there was evening, and there was morning, the second day. And God said, "Let the water under the sky be gathered to one place, and let dry ground appear." And it was so. God called the dry ground land, and the gathered waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants, and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it, according to their various kinds." And it was so. The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seed according to their kinds, and trees bearing fruit with seed in it according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the vault of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark sacred times and days and years. And let them be lights in the vault of the sky to give light on the earth." And it was so. God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night. He also made the stars. God set them in the vault of the sky to give light on the earth, to govern the day and the night, and to separate light from darkness. And God saw that it was good, and there was evening and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, "Let the water teem with living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the vault of the sky." So God created the great creatures of the sea and every living thing with which the water teems and that moves about in it, according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and increase in number and fill the water in the seas and let the birds increase on the earth." And there was evening and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, "Let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds, the livestock, the creatures that move along the ground, the wild animals, each according to its kind." And it was so. God made the wild animals according to their kinds, the livestock according to their kinds, and all the creatures that move along the ground according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God he created them. Male and female he created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground." Then God said, "I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth, and all the birds in the sky, and all the creatures that move along the ground, everything that has the breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food." And it was so. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day God had finished the work he had been doing, so on the seventh day he rested from all his work. Then God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done. Our second reading is Mark chapter 4, verses 35 to 41, which you can find on page 1005 in the Pew Bibles. That day, when evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along, just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." The third reading is Psalm 24, verses 1 to 6, on page 548 of the Pew Bibles. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it, for he founded it on the seas and established it on the waters. Who may ascend the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? The one who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not trust in an idol or swear by a false god. They will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God their Saviour. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, God of Jacob. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thanks, Janice. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to church. If you're visiting us today, a very, very special welcome to you. Welcome back, everyone who's been on holidays as well, too. It's good to see more people here today. It's great. It's very warm and very hot, and I'm mindful of that today. So if you need some water or cool drink, there's just up the back there. As the kids go off now, wonderful, I'll just pray for them. Loving God, we thank you for our children that are here. We thank you that they love you and want to know more about you. Help them now to grow in their knowledge and love of you, that they may grow up to love you with all their heart, mind, soul and strength. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as David mentioned, this morning we start a new little sermon series over the next 6 weeks on God's creation, a call to care. And we're looking at the first four chapters of Genesis. And so if you've got your Bibles there handy, if you could turn to the very first page, it's very easy to find, page one. and today's title for the sermon, the first one, is In the Beginning, Genesis 1 through to the beginning of the chapter 2. David's prayed for us that God will speak to us through his word, so I don't need to pray again. And so I'll get straight into our sermon time together. Taking our three children on holidays, Rosemary, my wife over here, and I was quite an exercise. Those of you with children and have come back from holidays may well realise the joy of holidaying. It's quite an exercise. Planning where we go, when we go, booking caravan parks, working out how much it costs, what we would need, packing the right clothes and toys, as well as the camping gear and food into the car and trailer, was quite a skill. There was the making sure the pets were locked away, the rectory was locked up, then there was the petrol in the tank. Was it in the tank? Is there petrol in the tank before we left? Then there was the planning for on the way, when we were on the journey itself, how to keep the kids occupied, knowing ahead what to say in anticipation of things like, "Are we there yet?" "I'm bored," "She hit me," "He hit me first." Getting everyone ready to go away on holidays took a logistic genius. Now, I wish I could claim that as my own, but I'd be lying. Rosemary was the master. I used to get just a little stressed. I just wanted to get there and just be there on holidays. So on the way, we set out to travel. I wish I could say I was never grumpy. That would not be true, would it, Rosemary? No. The truth is, I need the first day of holidays to recover from my grumpiness. Rosemary would tell me to get into the tent, go to sleep. We don't want to see you till tomorrow. And when tomorrow comes, hopefully you'll be better. Rosemary was very caring in all her planning. I know that from all the effort she went into to making sure we had an enjoyable holiday. Now, after 32 years of marriage and just as many holidays, knowing Rosemary, there really was no need for me to get myself into such a tiz. These days, I really look forward to holidays. I enjoy watching Rosemary get all excited as she caringly plans them right from the start, right from the very beginning. Our Bible reading this morning from Genesis begins with, "In the beginning." We all look back and wonder about our beginnings, who we are, where did we come from, what's been our history, what's made us the people that we are today. And as Christians, we want to know also how each of us came to know God. We find great joy, don't we, listening to each other tell us about our beginnings with God, what we know of Him, and what we appreciate about Him. Answers to these questions give us meaning, and they give us purpose for why we are and who we are. And it was no different for God's people, the Israelites, many, many years ago, when they left Egypt for a land God had promised them. A land God had promised them and to their ancestors hundreds of years before, first to Abraham and now for them. Their journey was no holiday, but a journey to their very own land. A journey that would mark the beginning of them becoming a nation, the people of God. Up to now, they had stories remembered, told and passed down over those years, and of where they came from, who they were, and who their God is. But nothing yet had been written down, apart from maybe the story of Job. It's during those 40 years, as the Israelites were on their journey to the promised land, that God in His great care for His people, planned to make known to Moses who He is, who they were, and why they are who they were, and in writing. So that as they travelled to the land, and when they got there and entered it, they could think ahead on the way and look back when they arrived and know their beginnings, who they are, where they came from, what's been their history, what's made them the people that they are, and chiefly who their God is and the kind of people God desired and designed for them to be. God's people. God's people now in God's place under God's rule. We read in Deuteronomy chapter 8 verses 1 to 3. We read these words. "Be careful to follow every command I'm giving you today, so that you may live and increase and may enter and possess the land the Lord promised on oath to your ancestors. Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the wilderness those 40 years to humble and test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep His commands." God's people to be in God's place under God's rule. Genesis with the next four books of the Bible, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, at what we call the law, would form that history, that knowledge of their beginnings. It's no wonder then that God starts off this knowledge with what they wanted to hear. Genesis begins there in the very first chapter with, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. This, Israel, is your beginnings. This is Israel, is your God." And from the very beginning, we read, God was excited about all that he had planned and created. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. Verse 4, verse 10, verse 12, verse 18, verse 21, verse 27 and 31. God was excited about his creation. But it's not until we get to the end. Oh, and great care went into his planning. There is method and there is purpose for everything God made. And there was evening and there was morning each day. Verse 4, verse 10, verse 12, verse 18, verse 21, verse 27 and 31. But it's not until we get to the end of the chapter, to verse 28 there, look with me, and the verses that are following, that we read this great care, method and purpose in creating everything from the beginning was for us. It was for us to enjoy and care for. That we would be like him, caring. Let me read to you verses 28 to 31. Verse 26. Then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and the livestock and all the wild animals and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them. And he said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over every living creature that moves on the ground." Right from the very beginning there, we read of God's great care for people in the planning. God was saying to Israel, as they were just about to enter into the promised land, gathered there on the threshold of a new nation, the people of God, "As you enter into my promised land, Israel," God was saying, "this is who you are. This is where you came from. This is the beginning of your history. This is the kind of people I desired and designed for you to be. And this is your God." Genesis 1 to 2, 3 and the chapters that follow remind us that in the beginning, God's creation is God's call for us to care. But as we shall see in the chapters that follow, not just in the beginning, but from the beginning and now on, God was very caring in all his planning. We can know that from all the effort he went into to making sure we would enjoy life. But God's great care, method and purpose in creating everything from the beginning was for us to enjoy, but chiefly to care for, that we would be like him, a caring people. So over the next 5 weeks, Lord willing, as we read on through the end of Genesis 4, hopefully we will discover how we are meant to care, but why we struggle with caring for one another, and why we struggle with not receiving care ourselves. And we'll hopefully learn how God helps us in that process of caring. But chiefly, God's intent, as it was for his first hearers and readers, to be reminded of who their God is, of who our God is, what kind of people God desired and designed for us to be. I'm sure that this has already started off your thinking, and as Greek sort of thinking people, Western thinking, isn't it interesting how we come to the beginning of the Bible with the question, how? We're always thinking, how? How did he do this? That's not the intent of why God caused Genesis to be written from the very beginning. He wants us to know about himself. It's like focusing on the tree without thinking about who, the one who made the tree. Or if someone goes to great length to create something for you and gives it as a gift, that they then focus on the gift itself and not the giver. And so Genesis 1 to 4 is all about that. That's its intent right from the very beginning. That we might know, not how, that's not the question, that's not how Jews think, but how, who God is, and the kind of people that he wants us to be in relationship with him, right from the very beginning, now and forever. This afternoon, we're starting a new Bible study from 5 through to 6 o'clock. If you'd like to think more deeply on these passages from Genesis, you are most welcome to come and join us in the foyer from 5 through to 6 o'clock in the evenings, and we'll be looking more deeply into these passages together, and there's an opportunity for you to ask questions as well. My apologies for not having a sermon outline or something for you to write down on today. It's been a rather busy week for me in other matters, but I assure you from next week we'll have this week's little sermon summary and next week's one, Lord willing. Thanks, David.